Because we live in a Puritan police state, we are obliged to inform you that we may sometimes use explicit language. Now that you've been informed, things are about to get weird.
Na na na, na na na. Welcome to What I Had Heard Was. I am Jennifer.
And I'm Anna.
And today is the season finale.
Ba-ba!
Season 2 has been pretty awesome.
Agreed. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed all of our guests.
Yeah, I got to meet a lot of new people.
I enjoy spending my time with you.
Always.
Always? Yeah. You heard it here. It's truth. It's got to be truth now. She said it out loud.
Any time you're spending with me is going to be blissful.
Truth. So this past season, number 2, Big Deuce. Not that it was deuces. But what was your favorite part of the season? What was your favorite episode?
Oh, my favorite episode? Well, it had to have been true crime just because I got to bullshit about it for 2 hours.
That is your jam. Yeah, no, I think you and Diane could just go off and do your own podcast.
Yeah, I kind of got sucked in. Now I'm back listening to the podcast again. I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, maybe that's it. You go off and do your little solo project.
Some true crime.
Yeah.
I think you can get like too overwhelmed with it though, you know? It becomes too much.
I have a hard time understanding how cops and detectives and morgue workers, etc., are able to deal with this kind of stuff on a daily basis. It definitely takes a special kind of human being, which I am not.
Right. Yeah, me either. I don't know. It's so strange the things that bother me versus the things that don't. I'm sure there's a rhyme and reason to it, but whatever that is, I don't know.
That's all right. Well, I mean, it's not like you're alone in this love. There's, millions of people around the world who love all this stuff. Hence, all the TV shows, podcasts, books, etc.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What was your favorite episode?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, I think I have favorite parts from each of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know the one that I particularly nerded out on was the comics episode.
Oh, yeah. That's your jam.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. It was really great touching base with Pete, talking about all those wonderful possibilities, learning new things.
Yeah.
Starting a couple new series.
So. And now I get to see Grogu doing shit, which is amazing.
I know. How exciting, right?
And we had our brother join us.
We had the full Medallion Clan.
Medallion Clan.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
Still a big wrestling fan, so.
Yeah.
That was always fun. It's good times. I mean, and honestly, like, the way to start the season off with the fantastic Eric Teague.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that man's got so much talent. It's ridiculous.
Unbelievably talented. And you should check out his stores if you haven't yet. His design pages.
And I'm going to throw out here's a little nerd crossover. Along with the Washington National Opera, he has illustrated a graphic novel based on an opera.
Crossover.
Yeah. So there's two of our nerdy episodes combined into one with opera, which we didn't touch on. But you can go to their website and purchase his graphic novel.
Fancy pantsy.
Cool, right?
I like it.
So, yeah. So, what do you think, about next season?
Well, I think the only thing that's going to be reasonable is to base it off of food.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, we talk about it enough. We might as well.
I feel like, you know, we won't have to divert our attention away from the one thing that we really care about.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do some episodes on some food.
Excellent.
Drop some knowledge on y'all.
You know, and it's the episodes are going to be coming from like two folks who, I mean, we understand that cooking is a thing, right? But I am not a cook. I am not a chef. I do not claim to be. We are not Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah.
I mean, I have not done nearly as much heroin as he has.
And you're still alive.
Rest in peace. So, you know, so it's going to be a little different. You know, we'll have some facts. We'll have some fun stories.
I'm going full on. What's the guy who's always screaming at people? Your chicken is undercooked.
Guy Fieri?
No. He's a big chonk guy, but I was thinking of, like, the blonde-haired guy who's always screaming. Hell's Kitchen guy.
Oh, totally.
I don't remember his name.
He's going to be so pissed.
Yeah, shit happens. Dude, whatever your name is, if you want to come on the show and yell at me, I will give you 3 minutes oh and 12 seconds.
No, no, please don't. I feel like that'll just end poorly. Well, honestly, it would make a really great podcast. So, yes, please, come.
It would end poorly? I feel pretty confident in it, actually. Come on, you yell at me, then piss me off, and then it's on.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever your name is.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay. Little angry man with blonde hair.
I don't think he's that little, but okay.
Well, on my TV, he looks little.
I mean, honestly, if we're inviting chefs on, then I want Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood from the Great British Baking Show.
I don't know who they are, but if they make food, I want them here, too.
Oh, yeah. They bake things. That's the thing. They make all the sweet treats.
Invitations extended. Mm-hmm. So if you are involved in food in any way, not in any way.
Edible underpants way?
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
It's food.
Yeah, so contact us and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, also, you know, let us know what you thought about the last couple episodes. Last couple seasons, actually. you know, or the last couple episodes. Give us your feedback. We want to hear from you, you know. We're always down for learning new things, trying new stuff.
We live to please you. That's not true, but I was just trying to get in on the positive vibes.
In a very creepy man.
That was the best I could muster. I'm going to start doing voiceovers just for, like, ransom calls, you know.
For example?
Give me $5 million or you'll never see your dog again.
No, not Fluffy. Ruff, ruff. Yeah, I guess that'll work. Everybody needs a side hustle.
I feel like I didn't really want to say that because I felt like, never mind. I've been watching too much TV.
That's true. Yeah, I would like to blame that on the pandemic, but I've pretty much watched too much TV my entire life, so.
I was so over TV for a while. You remember, I hated it. But then, life. Life took its sweet, sweet revenge. Now you eat McDonald's, watch TV.
I don't know. For some reason, I just was thinking about how delicious cheese was. And I don't
cheese
know.
Is amazing.
I don't know why that was such a non sequitur, but.
So I think we mentioned it on Twitter.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's the underground Twitter. That's on the dark web.
It's on fans only. Only fans. Jeez, I'm going to stop with that now. I forgot what I was going to say.
Talking about cheese?
Oh, yeah. So on the Twitter... We discussed it. Baby goat cheese. Is it milk from baby goats or milk meant to go to baby goats?
But we've intercepted it and made it into cheese.
Yeah.
And I guess technically all milk that comes from a goat is intended for a baby goat, much like with all other mammals. So.
But like, why is it baby?
I don't know.
What makes it that way?
I feel like we need to go to a goat farm and ask these questions.
There's one. There's one up in Youngstown.
Done. Here we go. Road trip.
Field trip.
So, yeah.
We'll report to you live on scene.
So I feel like we're going to make everybody hungry. Mm-hmm. Like we usually are.
We'll eat some stuff. Tell you what we think about it.
Learn some things.
Yeah.
You know, we could have, like, the most annoying episode ever where you just listen to us eat.
Oh, I would probably do awful things before we finish that episode.
Well, we'll just have you eat. We'll just take your earphones off.
I just yelled at somebody. Was it you? Did I yell at you?
Probably.
I either yelled at you or Joel. I got so mad. It was some noise that was like over and over and over. I think it was you the other day.
Yeah, it was probably me.
So in season 3, we're also going to bring you some video clips. See if we can get that going.
Yeah, so, which is awesome, because now I have to shower regularly.
Wash your feet.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in the shower, I think about you saying there are people who don't wash their feet.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, and don't wash their legs or certain... They're like, oh, the water runs down it, so it's clean.
I hope people don't do that for their booties.
I know, right?
It's clean. I was in the shower.
It's fine.
I'm traumatized now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yes. We're going to eat food. We're going to share things. It's going to be so great. And we're going to have videos. So the video stuff, I got a little bit of stuff up on TikTok, but that's mostly just me fucking around.
Which... I have enjoyed so far.
So go like that shit, guys. Because if you go and like it, I'll do more of it.
Or you can go like it and then tell us to not do more of it, in which case that's also a win for us.
Yeah, I mean, you could just follow and then tell us not to make more videos. So yeah, season 3, about food. And we're going to teach you. We're going to learn. We're going to eat. We are going to hope you guys eat. We're going to show you video of us eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we?
You lucky motherfuckers. See, now that I've said that, we're going to get all the eating people here. All right. All right, gentlemen. So no matter what you want to learn about in your nerddom, whether it be science or crime or comics or art, you need to check out season 2. And then you need to go check out all of our fantastically talented guests. And we have links for them on our website, which is WIHHW.com.
Yes. And check out, like you said, check out all our guests. Check their sites. Mm-hmm. Give them a lot of love, fellow nerds. And basically, we're all here, we're all different, we're weirdos, and that's all right. You know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, enjoy your weirdness.
Absolutely.
Because that's why you were made. You were made to be an individual, to be a weirdo, and you'll find your crowd. You'll find your clan. You'll find the people you jive with. It may take a little longer for some than others, but the nice thing is the internet's out there, and it's connecting people in a lot of wonderful, beautiful ways.
And you can't give up. It doesn't matter how lonely you are or how much they pick on you, because we just keep fighting. We keep coming. We keep showing up.
And you are loved. It may not feel like it at certain times. We've all been there. But you are. You are truly loved and valued.
And how you feel right now is not how you're going to feel forever.
This too shall pass. Little nerddom for you there.
Yep. So you stick around with us. You keep showing up. We keep showing up. And we'll get through this together. And we'll keep you updated with the date for season 3 premiere. It'll be soon. Calm your little cheeks. In the meantime, enjoy your dessert. Anything you want to tell our fine folks?
Thanks for listening.
What I'd heard was, we are out of time. We'll see you next season.
Visit our website at WIHHW.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, see guest links and information, and some fancy extras. Also, check us out on Facebook at What I Had Heard Was, and Instagram at What I Had Heard. And if you really want to get something off your chest, shoot us an email at whatihadheardwas@gmail.com.